accepted. Next item, 255.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Approved findings to authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding requirements, authorize use of the alternative contracting method of two-step negotiated requests for proposals, and authorize the chief procurement officer to execute a contract with the successful proposer upon acceptance by council for Leach Upper Garden Project for an estimated $6.8 million.
Mayor and colleagues, this is another good news story for East Portland. As you know, Leach Botanical Garden is a city landmark and a treasure in East Portland. This ordinance will allow the chief procurement officer to solicit proposals to optimize best value for a complex garden improvement project, as well as to promote the city's contracting equity goals. We have for presentation today Leslie Spittler, chief procurement officer, and Ross Swanson, parks project manager. Yes?
Thank you.
Yes, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Lester and Ross, excuse me.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor, Council members. My name is Ross Swanson. I am the Capital Project Manager with Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm back here today to seek permission for an alternative bid process for the Leach Botanical Garden Project. You may remember that I was here in November to seek permission to bid, and today we're here to modify that request. As a reminder about the project, this project has been in development since 2014. It is a collaborative effort between Parks and Recreation, Leach Garden Friends, which is the nonprofit organization that runs the day-to-day operations there, Prosper Portland, and Metro. The scope of the work of this project, in brief, is improve infrastructure and utilities for the garden, an aerial tree walk, which will be demonstrated in the next slide, which is basically a giant deck that makes its way through the forest at 30 feet, community open spaces, which includes fireplace terrace and gathering greens, that's demonstrated in the slide, and a habitat and pollinator garden. So last November, I was here to get council permission to go to bid, which unanimously agreed to. However, as the Parks and Rec and the procurement staff started working through all the documents that it takes for a traditional bid, we identified a couple of risk items that gave us a moment of pause. We wanted to ensure that we had a quality of work in a sensitive habitat area, basically how to build an aerial tree walk in the forest. As well, we have a quantity and a variety of plant species. We anticipate over 400 different plant species be procured for this project in a short time frame. So we had reason to ensure that portions of the work can be relatively complete for the American Public Gardens Conference, which will be in Portland in June of 2020. So the garden community of the United States will be here, and Leach Garden is anticipated to be one of the focal points. In short, this project had some level of difficulty that may overwhelm a traditional low-bidding contractor that has not done their homework. So our goals here are twofold. One, ensure we get a quality-built project for the public, and two, set up a successful starting point for the contracting companies. With these concerns in mind, Procurement Services offered up an alternative approach to the low bid that we would like, and we would like to pilot that process today. In order to proceed with the alternative approach, we need your council approval. And to better explain this process is Lester Spittler with Procurement Services.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Lester Spittler, the Chief Procurement Officer. The legislative action you have before you today is to exempt this project from the competitive low bid procurement method. As Ross said, there's a few critical elements that we believe need to be assessed in selecting a contractor. Those are the landscape and the plant procurement. We want to be able to assess the prime contractor's ability as well as the subcontractor's ability to procure those plants and successfully plant them to grow and flourish. The other area of concern is building this 30-foot-high aerial deck that Ross mentioned. We want to be able to assess the qualifications and experience of the contractor before we make selection. So in a typical low-bid situation, we issue 100% design documents, and we seek pricing from the contractor community. With this two-step negotiated RFP process, the first step will be that pre-qualification step. So we'll ask for responses from prime contractors and subcontractors, and we'll assess their qualifications and experience, and we will pre-qualify them. And the second response, or the second round, is going to be proposals, joint proposals from prime contractors and subcontractors. So they'll form a team and propose. They'll respond to evaluation criteria that we will ask them to respond to. Those things will include what their subcontracting plan is, their approach, their experience, their qualifications, and their ability to adequately purchase all 400 different species of plants and then plant and install them successfully. So with that, we are asking for your approval to exempt this project from the competitive low bid process. We feel that there's going to be significant cost savings and schedule benefits as a result of this approach. Portland Parks and Recreation is going to be able to negotiate with a selected team on the price, on the schedule, whereas in a low bid situation, we wouldn't have the ability to do that. So we feel like an alternative approach benefits the project and benefits the taxpayers in the city.
Can you explain to us why you believe that an alternative approach also potentially helps the city boost its minority contracting equity goals?
Absolutely. So part of the response or the proposal is going to be a subcontracting plan where we ask the prime contractor to tell us how they plan to subcontract out the work. We will apply our 20% aspirational goal, but that's an opportunity for them to come in and tell us exactly what they're going to do, who they're going to reach out to, and then we're able to hold them to that in the contract. So it's an additional mechanism to make sure that we're assessing the experience and qualifications of the prime contractor in their ability to achieve our social equity goals and objectives.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. And so with this alternative contracting pilot, what if your prime contractors don't reach the aspirational goal?
So we have the ability to negotiate, and so we'll get initial proposals, and there will be an evaluation committee that's representative of parks and other bureaus and other stakeholders. We'll evaluate their proposals, and then we'll invite, depending on the level of competition, we'll invite firms in for an interview. And in the interview is typically where we ask them to explain their subcontracting plan. That gives us an opportunity to emphasize the importance of our social equity goals. And so through those discussions, we typically benefit by being able to negotiate with that prime contractor and to get them to increase their numbers, or if they don't put forth a good plan and an effort, then we will that will affect their score, and that will ultimately affect their ability to get the award.
One other item on that, we will be doing a pre-bid meeting with all prospective contractors, and at that meeting, we also get to reiterate at that point what our goals are and that we're serious about it.
And this process, will there be ongoing evaluation of whether or not the contractor is continuing to reach their goal? I mean, like, is there like a monthly monitoring meeting, or is there what's the process of oversight?
So when we execute the contract and we have that goal that's agreed to, Procurement Services has a compliance team that adequately monitors the contractor's participation. There will be, I think there's construction meetings that happen regularly. The compliance team or the representative from Procurement Services can attend those meetings depending on how the contractor is doing. So we do hold them accountable throughout the life of the project for meeting the goal that we both agreed to and negotiated up front.
Well, and you're also speaking for Procurement Services. I'll speak for Parks. As our presentation made clear yesterday to council, We've had a proud tradition in the last number of years of far exceeding the city's aspirational goals. So making sure that the benefits of these investments accrue to the larger community and breaking down barriers is important to the Bureau. So what you've got is both the Parks Bureau prioritizing this as a core value, and you've got Procurement Services. And this pilot allows us to see whether working together we can boost those numbers. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions? Great, public testimony.
So two people signed up, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson and Maggie.
On the findings?
Yeah, folks, we've got a long agenda, so please make sure the testimony is germane. 2 minutes each name for the record.
Good morning, Commissioners, or afternoon, I guess now. Charles Bridgecrane Johnson. And, when we sign up, we haven't heard the presentation yet. We've only been able to review the documents. You know, I think this is a good thing. I think one thing that is maybe agonizing the city attorney is sometimes these situations seem to people like, oh, there's already a preferred contractor in the pocket. And so it sounds like the team actually has a big plate full of work and does have a number of prospective bidders that will be using this new alternate process. So I just wanted to encourage you to all do an extra bit of oversight because of that risk. It would really be tragic if on this pilot program later on somebody sued and emails came out and it turned out that, oh, yeah, there was one party that was already in the bag. So please, you know, use your usual and extra due diligence. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
If this is about contractors, I would like to say I was having a conversation with the Connie McKnight people, and we agreed that you should focus on hiring people and not companies. That if you focused more on hiring people instead of companies, that there would be a lot more equity. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Please call the roll.
Fish.
So, colleagues, I just want to highlight for you that the Leach Upper Garden project is a major priority for me. It's something that I started working on the last time I had parks. Commissioner Fritz, during her leadership, ensured that there were investments made in building out their master plan. This is a gem in East Portland and deserves to be considered in the first tier of our parks. And you heard a reference to an event which is scheduled for June of 2020. So if I could get this on your calendar now, the American Public Garden Movement is coming to Portland. This is a huge feather in our cap because this is hundreds and hundreds of garden leaders from around the country. We will be showcasing all of our great gardens while they're here, and there'll be many events you'll be invited to. Leach will be hosting an event which will not want to be missed. For those of you who haven't been to Leach recently, and I know, Commissioner Udaly, your office was there, I think, for a retreat. My office scheduled time there for a retreat. It is a magical place with the work that's being done by PBOT to replace the bridge in front of Leach and make it more accessible. That's a huge positive in development. This master plan promises to chart the next chapter of Leach's story. We're very excited to be a participant in this, and we urge your acceptance. I vote aye.
Hardesty.
Though I'm reluctant to just take people's word for a $6 million investment, I have every confidence in Commissioner Fish in the Bureau, the Parks Bureau, and procurement, that they will hold us to a standard whereby everyone has an opportunity to benefit from this reinvestment, this redevelopment process. And just know, I'll be here paying attention. I vote aye.
Udaly.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that I had never been to Leach Garden until I became a commissioner, but it having lived in Northwest Portland for 20 years, Forest Park was my go-to, but Leach is quickly becoming very near and dear to my heart. I got to introduce it to my sweetheart for the first time on his 40th birthday. My office will be taking a retreat there, and I am particularly excited about this project, which is going to provide an incredible nature experience and access to people who use wheelchairs and other mobility devices. And I can't wait to take my son there, although he's not really a nature lover. I'll keep trying. I was so sad to miss the 22nd Avenue Bridge ribbon cutting, which is just down the road from the garden, due to my son's illness. But I will be back soon, and I'm happy to support this item. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Great work. Thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next, item 256.